To rain. The rain hasn't come yet. It's just beginning. Just drizzles. Amen. You know, through the night, I was afraid. I said, this rain, I hope there are some houses that will not be overflown. Amen. It rained and rained and rained and rained. I said, that was a prophetic word. Amen. To the rain of today. Amen. So, we are in a new dispensation. And may the Lord help us to cast off the cloak of religion. Oh, yes. Amen. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Yes. You know, that song, it says, he maketh my feet like hinds' feet. And he sets me upon what? My high places. Amen. Amen. So, that's what we are looking at this morning. We are looking at the high places. Amen. And you know, the high places are in the mind. Amen. Amen. So the devil should wait. He has started a war. We are just about getting started. Amen. Hallelujah. By the time we stand, we'll be looking for the devil. Say amen. Okay, don't believe me. Don't worry, you will see it. And you'll be a partaker of it. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're talking about the high places. And the high places are in the mind. And the Bible says when you make war, you have to sit down and calculate. You have to calculate. You have to know what you need. And you have to get it ready. Amen. So when thou makest a war against the city, thou shalt make an ambushment. Hallelujah. So you will surround it. Amen. You will lay bulwarks. You will lay siege. And then you will besiege it. Amen. And with over time, you're going to break it down and put it down. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So we have been studying about the mind. And this morning, I can see it has been ordered by the Lord. Amen. To strengthen us in our mind. So let me read just a couple of scriptures to set the tone. Because there are some of us who are young in the things of God. So we need to want to carry everybody along. First scripture is Ephesians 2. Please write down so that you can study. What we are trying to do is just to stimulate you to quicken a stirring, stir up your mind so you can study on your own, and then the Lord will be able to minister to you. Go to 8. What did you say? Where is strengthened with mind in the inward man? Where is that scripture? No. It's Ephesians. Therefore, Paul was praying that you might be strengthened. It's 3. Yeah, I think it's 3. It's 3. 3. Come down to 8, 10. Where it says that you might know the depth and the height. Let's check 13. Let's check 13. 13. Okay, yes, we are there. Oh, yeah. He said, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he will grant you according to the riches of his glory. Yes, that's the word. To be strengthened with might. Where? In the inward man. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, let's look at the Talinia. Let's see if we'll pick up a few things. Inward man. Where's the inward man? Come down. Okay. What? Okay, so, well, using the word ESO, the medical people know what that means. It's talking about the inner part of a man. Amen. So when you say ESO or MESO, you're speaking about the mist. ECTO means outside. ENDO means inner. Amen. Okay, so that's just a medical thing. But he's saying the message is God wants us to be strong. Where? In the inward man. Hallelujah. So when he says he has gathered me with strength, yes, it may apply to other things, but there is a place where you need strength, and it's in the inward man. And many of us, we cannot be recruited for battle because we are not yet equipped. We are not yet prepared. We are still fickle in our minds. The inward man is not formed. There's no skeleton. Amen. And you know, when you don't have a skeleton, you don't have bone, you don't have strength, you cannot build any house. Because the man that is going to build the house must do what? First of all, lay a strong foundation before he builds. So the war is just about starting, the spiritual war. The older people will know. The Bible says, the scripture shows that we have been moving from the fifth seal into the sixth seal. The fifth trumpet into the sixth trumpet. Amen. So there's a change, because the sixth trumpet, the sixth seal is the end. The world is coming to an end. So there's been a movement and a change of things. So we must move with the cloud. Amen. And what we have been doing, we did it through the Eid al-Kabir holidays, we were able to get in the ward. We'll be doing that through time. The tapes are there, so you can get it. But today we're moving a bit. We're going another direction by the Spirit of the Lord. But I'm trying to give us a basis. This is not, we're not in a psychology class. We're not in an educational psychology. We're in the Holy Ghost class. Amen. Hallelujah. So we are being touched. Because you know the Spirit of God says He will teach you. He will teach us all things. And that you have an anointing in us that does what? Teaches us. Amen. So that instruction of the Spirit, as Paul was praying, that there's a need for the people of God to be strong in their minds. Hallelujah. We need strong minds. Strong minds not unto wickedness, but strong minds unto righteousness. Amen. Those are the high places. You see, He will set our feet upon the high places. Right now, even the warfare has changed. Most of the things they're doing are psychological warfare, IT, high IT warfare. They jam your computers. You have your guns, they can't fire because they have sent viruses into your guns. Don't you understand? So the kind of planes that are building these days are mind control planes. All these ones you see, those are old technology, 1920 technology. The new ones are controlled by the mind. Do you understand? And the kind of diseases you are looking at are that is the mind related diseases and activities. So the people of God, I maintain, cannot be analog. We can no longer be analog. And that's what the Spirit of God was telling us today. We need the Spirit. We need the anointing of the Spirit if we're going to survive this war. Amen. We need the unction, the quickening. And God told Moses, when you have made all these vessels, the altar call, the holy place, the vessels, when you have done it, what you do, you must anoint each one of them with what? Oil. So if the physical altar had to be anointed, how about the real altar? This you are you. So our minds need to be anointed by the Spirit. Amen. But my mind must operate. There's no option. It must operate 24/7 under the unction of the Spirit. And as we saw over the weekend, when the mind is not covered by the Spirit, it is in the flesh. Amen. Just like the body. This body, when it doesn't have a skin, it is what? Raw skin, raw flesh, raw human nature. Raw human nature is of no use to God. Because the flesh, what? It's weak. The flesh kill it. But it's the Spirit that quicken it. Amen. We need minds that are quickened by the Spirit. Not just quickened, controlled. Amen. So this is the first scripture to give us a basis. The next scripture I want to use as a basis is Hebrews 8. Hebrews 8, verse 10. All right, again. This is setting the stage for us because we're in the new covenant. He's speaking about the new covenant. And we are going into the meat of the covenant. The meat of the covenant is that there is a law that has been written in the mind. When you are born into war, you are born with a law, like a code. There are graphics, there are inscriptions, there are signs that have been embedded in the mind. And the Bible calls it the law of sin and death. Okay, it programs. It has determined and directed my mind and your mind to function in a particular way. God's law, God's principle is that He must go and unscramble that law and put His own law there. Amen. Because it's whoever has control of the mind has control of the other parts of the soul. And we will show that it is the mind that overshadows the other realms of the soul. The emotions, the desire, and the will. The people in psychology, they're just borrowing the Bible. So we command you in Jesus' name, don't be borrowing from the Bible again. I'll leave the Bible alone. Amen. Okay, so the mind overshadows, gives life, and quickens the rest of the soul. Therefore, the body. Amen. And the mind or the soul itself is not just naked. It must be ruled by a spirit. First by the spirit of man, and then by the spirit of God, or an unclean or other kinds of spirits. All right, so we are looking. This is the basis. Where have you gone? Yes, verse 10. Okay. So he says, this is the covenant that I will make. Remember, we also described, we discussed it during the teaching period. A covenant is what brings two people together. Amen. I thought you were answering me. Answer him and let me know you are still alive. Okay, good. A covenant is what joins two people together. And the scripture is it Amos? It says, Amos 3 says, can two walk together? It says what? They are joined, they are agreed. Amen. Okay, and Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 6:16, what does it say? 6:16, 6:17 says that he that is joined, or put it this way, the mind or the soul that is joined unto the Lord is what? One spirit. Okay, so we are going to see from scripture that the mind must always be joined to something. Alright, that is the way it works. And there's no vacuum at any time. Alright, remember, when you are born in the world, you are already born with a law working. And God's law, like he says, say, I'm going to go there. I'm going to put my own law. If God's law is there, why would he be putting it? You understand? The law is not there. That's why you say you are an unbeliever. All those names you are saying means this mind it doesn't belong to God. He says it's a carnal mind. He says the carnal mind is what? Enmity, is hostile. It's a foreigner. Alright? To God. It's not subject to the law of God. So it must first of all see the kingdom. Your eyes must be opened to see the kingdom. That's what Jesus told him. You must first see the kingdom before you talk of entering the kingdom. These are processes. And the mind and the soul is being pulled, God is bringing us into the kingdom. So we must first see, and then we will begin to enter into the kingdom. Not to talk of being joined unto the Lord. So you can see the different steps. You know, the outer court is to bring you in. The holy place is to change the mind. And the holiest of all is to join the mind with the Lord. So it is one. You operate as one. Amen. Hallelujah. So, see, I will put my law into their world mind. Okay, so we are going deep into the world today by God's grace. So, look at the Italian. Okay, so we're in verse 10 of Hebrews 8. Okay, now it says, I will put my word, nomos. Touch that word, nomos. Okay, so we have a focus. We are studying about the mind. This is just an introduction. I'm trying to wrap up for those who weren't there and just give us the context, then we will move on. He said, I will put my law where? In the mind. That's the new covenant. The old covenant, the law, God's law is not in the mind. He's just pretending. Alright? Even when God gave Moses that law, he said, come. God wrote on a physical table. And he was prophesying that a time will come when he will write on what? Fleshly tables of the mind. Amen. And I emphasize again, the mind, when it comes to the word, already has a lot of inscriptions written. There are many impressions made. And as you are growing up, many more impressions are being made. Amen. The mind is a place for impressions, inscriptions, images, imaginations, pictures, and altars. These are places of offering. Okay? So let's look at this. A law, let me give you what I do. When I read the labors of the brethren who have gone before us. We bless God for them. Young's, he was a fantastic man. He tore the Bible into shreds. And he gave us the Young's translation. He gave us the Young's concordance. Okay, another one is Strong. He also did a lot of study. The men of the Antea. So the Spirit of God has taught them. So when we look at it, we take what they have taken and we present it to God, and He breaks it down and gives us our own interpretation. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, good. So we will read this, then we will see what the Lord says about it. Amen. Okay, so He says, no more. Okay, those who are literature people, those if you know what it means. When you say it's a state of anomy, and when you put A in front of no more, what do you have? You have lawlessness. So nomos means law. Anomy means what? A state of lawlessness. Amen. So this means that before the word of God comes, there is a state of anomy, lawlessness. Where? In the mind. Amen. This lawlessness is not God's law. It may be Nigerian law, it may be Ikwere law, it may be people, whatever, wherever you are coming from. Those things are working. But God says, I'm going to now bring my own law. Amen. So it says, mortality will be what? Be swallowed up by immortality of life. Amen. Okay, so it speaks of God's law, the native case, and all that. But if we had the right dictionary to help us, but the point is, God is bringing His law into the mind. He's bringing His government. All right, He's bringing His a law speaks of God's nature, God's own traditions, God's own custom, God's own way of doing things. He's bringing it into our mind. So that means there will be a crisis. You're going to have a clash of culture. All right, God's law versus American culture. Don't you understand? God's own law versus Nigerian way of doing things. Your own personal way of doing things. So you have that conflict. And you see that conflict play out in the church. Because in some cases you see our own laws overcoming God's law. And it seems as though we have won. Well, we have not won. It's just that we have overpowered God. So we need to surrender to the law of God, to God. So take dressing, for instance. God has His own thought about dressing. Amen. I thought you'd say amen. God has His own way of dressing. Alright? Now, we also have our own way of dressing. I told you in my own village. Alright? When you land there, you enter, come out from your car, you enter the house, what do? You come out a different man. Motai rapa. That is our own way. But in God's own way, He said, no, you're not going to do that. So, there's a conflict. Will I submit to God's way, or will I promote the culture of, as a young mind from Opopo, I must show the Opopo way. Praise the Lord. Say amen now. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, so let's go back. Alright, so let's go to the mind. Where were we now? Verse 10. Let's go to the mind. Alright. Okay, yes. Okay, so today I want to go through some scriptures about the mind. Amen. I want to run through the Bible. I will pick notable scriptures about the mind. So we will see what the Bible says about it. And by so doing, we will get God's thought about the mind. Amen.
Amen.
Say amen now. Amen. Amen. I'm tempted to summarize before I start. But maybe I should leave it to, let's read through, then we'll put it, we'll bring it together. Okay, I think that way it's better. Alright, so let's go to the first scriptures we are looking at. Matthew. Let's go to Matthew. What I want you to do is do a word search on mind from Matthew to the Revelation for me. Okay. So we are doing a study together. If you feel a bit drowsy because of Isaac has upturned the whole place, and you're now very quiet. My own is quiet, his own is noise. But I won't agree. So if you want to sleep, I will make noise too like him. Say praise the Lord. Amen. So it is hot and cold, evening and morning. Alright, so let's look at the first scripture. So double click on that Matthew 22. No, yes. No. Alright, great, good. Okay, so This is the first place where you see the word use of the word mind in the New Testament. What was he saying? He said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with what? With all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. Say, this is the first and great commandment. Amen. Say amen now.
Amen.
So, the mind is important. The mind is important to God. Amen. Answer me now. What did I do? If you don't answer, I would adopt another method though. Okay, so the mind is important. This is Jesus saying so. This is not a suggestion. It's not a suggestion whether you like it or you don't like it. He says, you will love the Lord thy God with all your mind. Alright, so God is interested in invading our mind. Alright, and doing something about the mind. For context, let me write here. This is the mind. The mind has four different natures: knowledge is the first one, two is understanding, three is judgment. Or the place of the conscience, and then fourthly, you have wisdom. So these are the four realms of the mind. So when he says, "Thou will love the Lord thy God with what?" With your knowledge, with understanding, your conscience. And then wisdom. Amen. So he's saying every part. So he's not just looking at you or me coming to church and sit down. And that is an aspect. But he's saying we have to go down and begin to bring the different components of our mind and submit it to the Lord. Now, let's leave here. Can you open 1 Corinthians chapter 10? 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Verse. Is it the answer first? Second. 2 Corinthians 10. 10, 2 and 3 and 4. Can somebody read for us from the audience? It's on the board, but I want somebody to read for us. Perhaps if you are snoozing, then it will be good for you to read so that you will come awake. Amen. So I will use my liberty to ask certain people to read. It doesn't mean that when you are asked to read, you are sleeping. You will just say that we don't want to hear your voice. Amen. Say amen now. Okay. You're not very strong. 2 Corinthians 10.
Verse 2 and 3.
Yes, you can read, sir.
For I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with that confidence wherewith I think to be bold in some who think of us as if we walk in the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not walk in the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in strength, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Verse 6. And having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled.
Okay, so why are we interested in the mind? That scripture answers, it says there are what? There are images. There are thoughts. We go back to verse 5. That are contrary. Alright, to God. And because they are contrary, the scripture says, you cast it down. Amen. So, spiritual warfare means the ability of my mind, of this law of God, to throw down, to break down these images, these thoughts that have been, that are contrary. Amen. That is spiritual warfare. And what do you use? You use the sword of the Spirit. What is the sword of the Spirit? It is the word of God. So let's look at an example. Jesus, when he was faced with temptation, many of us face situations. After this, you are going to come up against situations. How are you going to deal with it? You begin to reason about it. Reasoning has put many of us in trouble, because the devil does not understand reasoning. What did Jesus say? It is written. How can you say it is written when you do not know what is written? Amen. How can you say it is written when you do not know what has been written? So the Bible says, having done all to stand, having our loins girded. So if we want to overcome, we must do the first thing. We must know what has been written. And then we must arm ourselves with it. Our minds must be, okay? That's why it says, my son, lay up my words in your hand. Keep them before your heart, that it may deliver you from the strange woman. Amen. Many young men, you know, the strange woman is not just the one on the street. It's the one in the mind. There are pictures, images, and everywhere. It's a market. They are selling it on the road, everywhere. On your phones, everywhere. They are selling it. Alright? Where with us shall a young man do what? Cleanse his way. How? Pukwa. By what? By taking heed according to your word. How can you take heed according to the word if the word has not entered first? Young men, are you hearing? Okay, young women, are you hearing? Brethren, are we hearing? God, I'm sorry, he has heard. Okay, I'm sorry, okay, we agree. What would you do tomorrow? What you will do tomorrow is what we're talking about. How can a young man cleanse his way? Amen. Hallelujah. Something comes to me. See, wisdom is the ability. This is Holy Ghost interpretation to me. You won't see it in any book. So I'm just telling you the wisdom God has given to me. Wisdom is the ability in the mind to overshadow and command the different realms of the soul to carry out an action based on the knowledge and the understanding of that situation, of all the things. It's called circumspection. To be circumspect means to take a decision based on your knowledge and understanding of all the situations and related things related to that particular thing. That's circumspection. That you don't just wake up and take an action. Amen. And many of us, our souls are not wise. We are not wise. Because something, we come across a situation and we just react. You understand? It takes you by surprise and you react. Yeah, we react and we get into trouble because we are not wise. Amen. We are foolish. The Bible says the foolish man says there is no God. That is, he doesn't, so he has not submitted himself to the things of God. Amen. There are related actions to be prudent, to be discreet. And then most importantly, to be wise, to have skill, to be wary. Now, these are, yes, they may look high, but that is where God is bringing us to the point where we are wise. The Bible says, with all thy getting, get wisdom. Get knowledge. See, it is the principal thing. Amen. Say amen now. So we're looking at casting down images, imaginations. And Jesus said, this is, if you want to love God, the first and great commandment is that your mind must be involved. Amen. Let's look at Numbers 33. Numbers 33. Look, Numbers 33. Go to the last verse. I can't remember. One. Go to 54. 54. Oh my God. Numbers 53. Where it talks about break down their altars and images. 50. Okay, good. Alright, so please watch. He says, and the Lord spake to Moses in the plains of Moab by Jordan, and he said, speak unto the children of Israel, say, when ye are passed over into Canaan. Now, this is important. When you are in the wilderness, when you are in the outer court, this kind of word will make you sleep. It will not be important to you. Alright? But if you are coming into Canaan, if you are coming in into the place where you want to begin to possess your possessions, you are coming in to a higher dimension in the Lord. Remember, the scripture says in 1 Corinthians that we speak wisdom among them that are mature, that are perfect. Amen. These scriptures you are looking at are scriptures that deal with maturity in God. And he says that when you are passed over, when you begin to come into these aspects that make you mature, that bring strength in your mind, what do you say you should do? Then you shall drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you. And what do? You might destroy all their pictures. Where do you have the pictures? You know, it's a video. Sometimes we are sleeping and we see a video. Alright? You see a picture of what you have done or what you haven't done. But as you go out in the day, you will find yourself doing those things. So we are talking about higher control. Amen. He says, you must destroy their pictures. And do what? Destroy all their molten images and quite pluck down all their high places. Amen. The mind is a place of images. The mind is a place where there are altars. Amen. And God is interested in it. If you want to move with the clouds, if you want to go on to maturity, the purpose of the baptism of the Holy Ghost is to deal with the soul. So we can draw it. I always draw this picture. We can draw it here. This is the human spirit. This is the soul. Of course, this is the mind. This is the emotion. This is the desire. And this is the will. And then this is the body. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is not the end. It is a means. So, this is the Spirit of God. When you get baptized with the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God comes into your spirit. Amen. But you see, the main issue has not been addressed. It is just equipment to address. So the reason why God is pouring out His Spirit is not just to speak in tongues. We've had a lot of noise makers. Okay, and now it is so corrupt that many people are even running away from Pentecostal church. They go to Anglican church. Let me just go and have some sanity. Amen. God is saying something. Because we are not using the Holy Ghost for what it is meant for. Huh? The purpose of the Holy Ghost is to redeem and reclaim the soul. To redeem and reclaim the mind. Okay, so and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to look at how can you do it? Bring understanding and equip us so that personally we can begin to break down those pictures, destroy the images, break down the altar. An altar is a place of offering. Naturally, a man goes, clears the land, and builds something. And whenever he wants to worship a particular spirit, he goes there and he makes an offering. So also in the mind, it is a disposition that is created by habit. Amen. And there are spirits that are there. That we, when in those situations, when we submit to those attitudes, we submit and give life to certain spirits. Amen. And it is Baal worship. It is idolatry. And God is looking for a people whose souls will be saved. So we are not of them who will draw back to perdition. But we are of those who do what? They press on to the saving. My soul cannot be saved when there are altars and images and high places functioning in them. Amen. Say amen. Alright. So, when we look at the history of altars in the Old Testament, there were some people who could break down the altar. There were those who couldn't break down. And a king, a man, was measured by his ability to break down the altars. So we say Jehoshaphat is a big king. Josiah, Hezekiah. People answered Josiah, Hezekiah. Why? Because they did what was right in the sight of the Lord. What did they do? They broke down the high places. They broke down the image. There were some who came who also did what was right, but the high places were not removed. I pray that we will not be numbered among those. Amen. A man, his name is Asa. He did what was good. However, the high places were still there. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't see a response in your heart. But it's not going to discourage me.
Amen.
Amen. Because they have put Igwe inside my mind. it's a strong mind. I'm not looking at the face. So just wake up and say praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Say praise the Lord. Amen. Because the time has come for the strongholds to be broken down.
Amen.
Amen. We're not following calling the device fables. It's not just story. We know where we're going to. God says the high places must come down. And the high places are in the mind. Not your mind, my own mind. Amen. It must come down. And there are stone images. You know, when you build a house, like my house, the man went to put nail, he said, oh God, this, I'm not going to do it again. Carry a wall and go. I said, I beg now. Because the thing is, every day becoming harder. Don't you understand? It's stone. So there are images in our minds that have solidified. Bakara, bam, bam. Boy. You shake it, you say, yes, what can I do for you? God says, the time has come to cast down every imagination and every high thing that has exalted itself above the knowledge of God. Who will do it? God is looking for a people. May we volunteer to join that army. Amen. That is the army God is looking for. Not miracle workers. That's why you need miracle workers in the mind to throw down the images. Amen. 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 Okay, let's go back to Matthew 27. We will still meet you somewhere. So I think it's enough from Matthew 22:37. It says, the first law. When you say, Lord, I give you my life, I actually hope what you mean is I give you my mind. Amen. You know, no, let's overgrow emotion in worship. You know, when the song is sweet, Lord, I give you. I see responding with a nice, please bring your mind. Say, Lord, I bring my mind. I reject my mind. And I take your mind. Hallelujah. We will see that when you talk about the mind, there are three main aspects of the mind. There is the Bible recognizes the nature of the mind. Number two, the Bible recognizes the exercise of the mind. Amen. And the Bible, you know, it also recognizes the different functionings of the mind. So it's not just my mind may be there, but the thing is, how is it being exercised? And what are the different things that are happening there? We'll talk a bit about it during the weekend teaching. But let's go to the next scripture. The next one, Mark 5:15. Isn't it? Yes? And the different functionings of the mind. So you see it scattered all over the Bible, but we are trying not to go too deep so that we can tell everybody along. Now let's look at this scripture, very interesting scripture, Mark 5:15. And they come to Jesus. Please, you know, we are breaking down the scriptures, so I want you to read together with me. We are going into the scriptures. Okay, and they see him that was possessed with the what? Devil. And had what? Read now. What? Let us read. All of us read. And had what? No, I didn't hear it. He had what? Don't be afraid. Say legion. He had what? Legion. Sitting and clothed and what? In his right mind. English is the IB. Are you with me? So, you say a change has happened to his mind. What was in his mind before? I said, and they were afraid. I did what? They said, I'm coming. They ran away. We shall not run away. Amen. I shall not run away. Amen. Come and see what the Lord has done. Amen. Come and taste and see. Don't run. Because a change is coming to my mind. Amen. You know, I remember that song. Our sister sang it. Oh, first time I heard it, says, I am next in line for a miracle. This is your time. Amen. Who is next in line? I am next in line for the miracle. Hallelujah. Do you know the miracle I want? Right mind. Amen. Okay, if you want the right mind, can I see your hand up? Praise the Lord. Wave it. So I let the sleep go away. I am next in line for the change. Amen. And the change is in my mind. Amen. Oh yeah, let's go back. Let's go back to verse 15. So, where were the devils and the legion? Where were they? Where were they? Amen. The legion, is it possible that devils can dwell in the mind? The Bible says, yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I'm testing to see if there's still any opposition in the spirit. Somebody said, no, devil cannot dwell in my mind. Well, I haven't seen any. Okay, praise God. Brethren, this is the work. And let's go to our drawing on the board. So let's use, I hope I had a green Bible. I would have shown the legion. But let me use blue to show the legion. That's the legion. And they're hiding. So the religious spirit, when they enter Montessori, they go and hide this side. The only village you go out, they say, hey. Amen. Oh my God. You know, HIV, you know, the way it's structured, it can hide many things. when you bring the drug, it covers and hides. So your drug comes and passes. When the drug comes, it comes. Don't mind me. But then God will help us. We the kind of energy that we had this morning, we need to channel that energy. Where? In the mind. We need to cast out the spirits. Amen. And he said, when you come into the land, you must cast out the Amorites. The Amorites are the mind spirits. The mountain dwellers. They dwell in the high place. And I wonder which mind that is higher than the Nigerian mind. Oh my God, this is a high mind. Amen. If your own is not high. In fact, it is even in my own name. My name has mind. Do you know that my name has mind? My name is addressing mind. Do you know my name? What's my name? My name is a man that has mind. So you need to pray for this brother. You say, that God, that brother that has mind, please break down his mind. I thought you say amen. Break down his mind and give him the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. You see the legion we're talking about. The legion has taken the light. But it will come back. Okay, so this man, before Jesus met him, his mind was haywire, was controlled. These devils in his mind were driving him and causing his mind to be functioned in a particular dimension. But the Bible said that when Jesus came and spoke the word and ministered to him, that these legions were lifted, his mind was freed, and the Bible says he now had a right mind. Amen. Our disposition, brethren, our warfare is that we might overcome in the mind. Hallelujah. We have the mind of Christ. And Jesus said, you have access. You can. It's a potential. You have the mind of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, so and just to conclude that aspect before we go on. Now, when we talk about these spirits that are in the mind, the Bible also has given us very clear what it is. There's no, we're not getting anything. And it tells us that there are three types of this spirit. Alright? There is a national spirit. When you see Nigerians, in the way they reason, nobody needs to tell you that these people are special. Alright, when you see a people from a particular group or particular part of Nigeria, you also know them. by the way they reason. Alright? And you also have spirits that are peculiar to family. So there are the national, there is the tribal, and then there is the family spirit. And God told Abraham, you must come out from the three of them. You must come out from your nation. You must come out from your tribe. And you must come out from your family. Some of these are generational. Now, I hear some of you have been going to drink and jump in my tray. Yes, you are going for tarry night. Tarry night. Eh? You know the places. You know where you are going to be jumping. Through the night, tarry night. Okay, look up. Tarry night, what is it addressing? Tarry night, it says we are breaking yokes and bondages, generational curses. See, because of these curses, you are not married, or you don't have a job, or whatever. They give you different things, and that is the commonest ministry around now. There's one we saw on the road now. What was that one we saw? Oh, welcome. He says, fireman. The man brought fire. You can see the fire coming out. You see, these boys are playing around and making money from those who do not have understanding. Amen. That's why we want you to have understanding. That's why God says you have the mind of God. You need to have understanding. Can devil cast out devil? Eh? He says, having the ability to avenge all disobedience. When what? Your own obedience is complete. So how you break down this thing is to obey God. Not by tarry night. Tarry night will just shift the location from the right side of the mind. They go to the left side. Nothing has happened. It just changed location. Amen. So somebody says, I am this and that. Leave those things. Give your mind to God. Amen. He said, let the word of God dwell richly where? In your mind. Let the word of God dwell richly. Eh? He said, it shall be grace. It shall bring grace. It shall be a jewel. Eh? He said, it will command life, long life. Prosperity. That's how you get it. When the word of God dwells in you and you submit, and I submit to it. Amen. I will have deliverance. Okay, let's look at another testimony. Joshua says, this book of the law shall not what? Depart from your mind. Because that mouth, is the mind is the mouth of the soul. It's the mind that receives. Amen. So let this book not depart. He said, you shall meditate on it, what? Day and night. Then you will have good success. Does anybody want success? Let the book of the Lord be always before your mind. So he told the children of Israel, you must, in fact, even write it and tie it on your mind physically. He was telling them, the mind, the word of God must be tied on your mind. When it is there, he said, it will cause you to incline your mind and your ears and your heart to obey God and to please God. Amen. That's how to have deliverance. Amen. Amen. Huh? You are clean by the words that I have spoken unto you. Amen. So as you bring your mind under the ministry of the true word of God, what happens? You are clean. The spirits are driven out. Amen. After today, there shall be many, 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 many free spirits that have been cast out from me. Because the entrance of thy word, what does it do? It bringeth light. Not just light, it bringeth understanding also. You see it? Amen. Hallelujah. So, the way you should relate to the word of God is not, we need to come with excitement, because I am coming to deliverance. Amen. You wake up in the morning and say, God, today is another day of deliverance for me. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay, so this is Mark. Let's go on. We'll look at Mark. What's the next one? Okay, Mark 14:72. Let's see the scripture there. Mark 14:72. Okay, now this is, we are looking at one of the characters of the mind. Amen. Hallelujah. All of the characters of the mind. So let's read. And the second time the cock crew, and Peter did what? And Peter did what? Called to mind. What did he call to mind? The word. He didn't say the feeling. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm seeing some people that are sleeping, their heads are bent. This is not a bed, though. Please look around. Anybody that has his head like this, say praise the Lord to the person. The mind, this mind doesn't sleep. It's only the body that is sleeping. Do you understand? Because when you are sleeping now, because your body is weak, in the night, when you are sleeping, the mind is active. The mind is never tired. And while your body is sleeping and your mind is active, then somebody will come and begin to do something to the mind. Amen. They say, idle mind is what? The devil's workshop. The devil's workshop. Jesus said, why men slept? What happened? The enemy came and did what? Sow tares. The devil not sow tares in my mind in the name of Jesus. That's why, while I'm sleeping, the Bible will say, and the Lord said to Moses, go up to the mountain, and the Lord, it must flee every night. So that if there's any spirit that wants to come, he says, let's leave that one, let's go to the other side. Amen. Let the word of God dwell richly. Let the word of God hover around your room. There's no, it blocks everything. No, the devil is not, can't enter anywhere, because the word of God is everywhere. It dwells richly. Amen. So, this is what the Bible wants us to do. It's a call to mind. That is, the word of God can escape from your attention. The word of God can escape from your attention. Alright? So, when you read the scriptures, don't just, if you read it like newspaper, just read it and pass. As you stand up from what you are doing, you say, let me go and boil water to have my bath. What has happened to the word of God? It has escaped. Amen. So, you must develop the habit. It is a spiritual exercise of what? Calling back the word of God. Amen. So, when you write that note, I hope you are not just writing notes to go, because after this, in 2 hours' time, you have forgotten everything I said. So, if you are going to prosper, it means you must sit down and go back again to that word and begin to call it to mind. Amen. You begin to instruct the mind to work in a particular way. So, that's why you have a memory verse. While you are memorizing the verse, you want to make an impression on the mind. And that is what the advertisement people do. They bring a flash. And they play the advert so many times. You are driving along the road, you see 60 images of MTN. The day you want to buy a phone, MTN flash in your mind. You go and buy MTN. Amen. That is so. Those of us who you are watching a film or something, immediately it's an impression that comes to your mind. It is there. When you think of that thing, that picture flashes back again to your mind. All right. What? They call it level of recall. That's how they cheat us.
When you watch an advert. But in research, you want to find out how quickly you remember what you watched. You call it recall, level of recall. So you might have 5% recall, 20% recall. That is the, how fast can you remember what you have watched?
And it is the more you of that image that is in you, the faster the recall.
So
amen.
With more adverts so that you have higher level of recall.
So can't you see what I'm saying? Yeah, there is strength there for me now. No, Satan is using it, but I can also use it. If I bombard my mind more, word of God. Amen. When the devil says, look left, I say, I'm not looking left, I'm looking right. Hallelujah. Say amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why we are doing this teaching. I want you to understand the natural, how to overcome naturally, practically. There's no, I don't want to use the word magic. It's not, it is what you put in that you will get. Amen. You can train your mind. The Bible wants you to train your mind. It says, train up a child. What are you training in the child? It's the mind of the child. Amen. You will not be an attack and a boy. In Jesus' name. Oh yeah, go and sit down and read your book. I should tell you back, he has gone to play football. Say, you will not be an attacker. Come here, sit down here and read. What are you doing? You are training his mind. To know that hard work is what? Good. Amen. You see the child, when in that class, he will shift the chairs and lie down and start sleeping. Is that normal? Don't you see it? The child has come to school, but it has come to sleep. That child shall be the disgrace to the parents. So you bring Cain and cane him. What are you doing? You are training his mind. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, do not withhold the cane. Because when you use it, you will deliver the child. You will deliver his soul. Is it not what he says? But you're right. You deliver yourself from hell. Amen. That's why there must be instruction. There must be what? Discipline. Amen. So, we can train our mind to have a fast recall. Amen. In fact, it will be bound. It will move. It is fixed. You might say, my heart is fixed. Oh God, my heart is fixed. It was fixed. It was there. Nothing could shake him. He was bound. Amen. And our mind, Bible says, a double-minded man is what? He's unstable in all his ways. Some of us here are here. Businessmen. Today you run to Abba. You go and try 2 months. Now you say, this line is not moving. No. You go and clear. You go again. Tomorrow again, you start running to Nisha. Say, let me go and try that way. Bible says, an unstable mind. How do you stay the mind? Go to God and get a word. Amen. When God gives you a word, stand by it. Amen. You will walk on the water. Amen. Where men have not made profit, when you go there, you make it a promised land. All of them will start running after you now. Amen. Because God says, go. He told the man, fish. He said, oh my God. See, my father taught me fishing. By this time, no fish there. He says, throw your net. And the man says, nevertheless, at thy word. And he shouted, oh my God. Amen. So we need to hear God. And it is by training your mind. And when you hear the mind, fix your mind. Amen. We should learn to overcome this wavering mind. Amen. Focused on the things of God. All right, let's go to Let's go to Luke. Luke 1. We will see something similar. Remember, we are talking about the mind, how to train the mind, how to overcome in the realm of the mind. Amen. And by the way, for the students, the Bible says, you will be the head and not the tail. Look at yourself. It's the mind. There's a difference between reading and studying. Reading means, you go home. Study means before the class, you read it. You get into the class, you are hearing it the second time. After the class, you go back again, you hear the same thing. The next subject you read, before you read it, 10 minutes, you go back to that thing you hear. You have read it 4 times. You will never forget it. That's called study. And that's why many of us are not passing. You say, jam, I didn't pass. How will you pass jam when you are reading like this so far? You must study your subject. Study means you commit it, you recall. You must read and memorize and recall. That's what belongs to you. The thing on the notebook doesn't belong to you. The thing in the textbook doesn't belong to you. It is only what is here. And first of all, you must read, memorize, recall what you have memorized, fix it very, very well. Amen. You use stories to attach to it. So whenever you think of it, you have a fast recall in the examination hall and you pass. Amen. Say amen now. It says, are you hearing me? Listen to me. That's how you are going to pass your jam. You must read. You must memorize. You must recall what you have memorized. And you must practice recalling and memorizing. And as you recall, the one you don't remember, that is the one you now go and read very well. And memorize that one you didn't remember. Amen. So, you have a high level of knowledge. So, as you enter the jam, you're just going like this. You should say, yes, I'm ready. Amen. Say amen now. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. Luke 1:29. Okay. This is Sister Mary practicing what we are saying. He says, and when she saw him, she was what? Troubled at the saying. And what did she do? And cast in her mind what manner of salutation this was. Amen. We shall look at it. Okay, let's go to the word cast. Okay, you have got it. No, they are not Josima. No. Calm down. No. Don't worry. Touch that mind. Okay. This is what she was doing. What does this say? To reckon thoroughly, to reflect, to discuss, to muse. You know what is muse? You are turning it around in your mind. To reason, all right? To consider, to think. Amen. So, this is the functioning of the mind. It's the place where you are considering, turning the thing over in her mind. So when the angel came to her and began to speak, she began to reflect. And use the word. She began to reflect and ponder on it. Amen. Say amen now. So, example, you have a dream in the night. Like Nebuchadnezzar. He said, I had a dream. And throughout the day, what was he doing? He was considering the dream. He was thinking about it. He was considering the mind. Turn it around. That is the functioning of the mind. Now, if you do not give the mind something to consider, it must find something else to consider. I hope you understand where I'm going to. The mind that is empty is the devil's workshop. So, you must engage the mind in the right way. Amen. Amen. Somebody says, I want to change. Then you must change your thought pattern. And the way to do that is the word. Alright? So this is a nature of the mind, that when somebody says something to you, your mind immediately goes to begin to reason and think about it. You begin to, you get yourself in dialogue. Now, when I was going to get married, I was not a spiritual brother. I was a high intellect man. Do you know what I did? I had my calculator in my pocket. I had one notebook here. As I was walking along the road, I was calculating where I would get all my money. I did not pray anything. I did my marriage with what? With my mind. I was calculating this. I'm punching this. I pray, if I punch this, this will happen. I will cut money here. I will do money here. After that, God said, my brother, pray. Amen. You know, many of us, when an issue confronts us, do you know what we do first? We start reasoning. That's what Mary was doing. Amen. That is a natural man. Amen. You come up against, they now call it a challenge. It's a democracy challenge. There's a challenge here. My brother, when you have a challenge, there are two things you question. Either you use your reason to solve the challenge. And you know, when you're in management, they train you how to use reason to solve the challenge. If you don't have enough money, you move one staff and throw him there, and you withdraw that one and post him there. The other one, you assign that one, you send him for training, you do this, you issue a query to this one, you solve the other one. Is what? It's called logizomai. That is logic, reasoning. Is that normal? That one is management, so leave that one. Say amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, this is a double I'm talking to all of us. Okay. Somebody is laughing at the back. You are also included. Okay. Let me tell you, that's what I do. Because I know book too much. Amen. But God is teaching us that when you come against a problem, what do? You resist your mind. You turn your mind and say, Lord, this is a challenge. What do I do? Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. Do we have an example? Yes. There's a man called Jehoshaphat. Yeah. They surrendered him. And they brought a letter. I said, my friend, by tomorrow morning, we want you to surrender. Amen. What did the man do? He carried the letter and went to the temple of the Lord. And what did he do? He spread it out. Hallelujah. He said, oh my God. You know, I do not have any mind. In other words, he refused to think about it. He didn't say, oh yeah, you come here. Oh yeah, go and recruit more soldiers. Train them. He went to the Lord. Amen. And he began to pray. And as he was praying, what happened? A word of the Lord came to him. Says, you will not need to fight in this battle. Amen. Hallelujah. And God told him, get up. Do this. Let me tell you, it is not going to come by granite. This mind here is not going to, you have to train it. Amen. You must train it. So that means that God will be giving you different opportunities. So when you run up against a challenge, or when I come up against a challenge, what is God saying? Alright, let's see how you are going to approach it. Do you leave it and go to God? Amen. Say, Lord, this is the problem I have. What do I do? And that is what David was doing. He will come in. He said, he will go to God and say, what do I do? Do I pursue? Do I overtake? Will you give them to my hand? Will I overcome? Will I conquer? Some of them, God will say, they will certainly deliver you up to the enemy. Amen. Others, God will say, go. I've given them to your hand. You will do this. You will do this. He will give in different and specific words on how to do it. That is a mind that has wisdom. Amen. Amen. Say amen now. Amen. So of course you get a contract. They say, oh yeah, go and build this house. You say, they give you $1 million. They say, wow, I look at this car. As you are getting the car from the bank, you go straight to Kia Motors and you go and buy the car. There's trouble. But if you are wise, before you go to bank, you go and fast walk, you say, oh God, have mercy on your son. What am I going to do with this money? And God will tell you, when you get it, you do this. Amen. That's called wisdom. Amen. That's called understanding. Amen. Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your mind. And lean not upon your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. And He will do what? He will direct your path. Amen. May God help us to be people of understanding in the things of God. Amen. That means you don't just walk anything happen. Just anything, bam, you react. Anything, bam, you react. We're coming to that. You see how the devil will be manipulating you. All you'll be doing, he'll be knocking things around. Because if you do like this everywhere, you're going around. Amen. We are not men like that. We move by the word of the Lord. Amen. Okay. Okay. Luke 12:27. What's the time? Where are we now? The time. Yeah. You pray now. I pray everywhere. Okay. We will end. Okay. 12. Yes, 12. 12:27. Yeah, that's where we are. 12:27. Okay. No. That's not it. Look at. No, that's not where I want. Look at verse 8. 10:29. Yeah. Okay. How do you know? Sorry, where I want is the 12:29. Sorry. It says, "And seek not what you shall eat, or what you shall eat, neither be ye of what? Doubtful mind." That's what I want us to consider. Doubtful mind. What does it mean to be of a doubtful mind? What is he saying? So we will see. Touch on the Italian. Come down. Okay. Meteorizo. Touch it. Read them. To raise in mid-air. Is anybody suspended? To fluctuate. To be anxious. That's what it means to be of a doubtful mind. That is, a meteor is a heavenly body that is suspended. It's just floating around. Okay, it has no definite location or direction, just floating around. And the Bible is saying that the mind has that capacity to float around. Amen. Say amen now. You are sitting there before the television. You have something in your hand. Okay, everybody do like this. You have something in your hand. Then what are you doing? You're a meteor. You're floating around. You don't have any channel you want to watch. You're just going around looking for anyone. And you stumble on different channels. Okay? And because you are not fixed where you want to go, the devil will not suggest to you what you want to do. Amen. Somebody said, "Oh God, I don't know the wife to marry. But I'm going to spa." You know they have spa. The first girl I see is spa. That's going to be my wife. That means you have a doubtful mind. The mind is hanging. Amen. Say amen now. The mind has not settled. Amen. That's why you need the word of God. When you get the word of God, your mind latches onto it and it's focused and it's fixed. Amen. So the devil knows that some of us, our minds are raised. We're just floating. Some of you have come to this fellowship, you're not made up of your mind, saying, "Let me stay, find out what they're doing there." Amen. Or God told you to marry somebody. or do something, and you have not really received the word. You're just, your mind is just floating. You have not made up your mind. Even concerning your relationship with God, you are still playing games. You're not fixed. Amen. It's possible because it is a quality of the mind. Amen. But you see, you can overcome it. The Bible says, a man that is double, that wavereth, is not of God. Say, let not that man think that he shall do what? Receive anything from God. Amen. Amen. That's why some of us don't have anything. Because we have not yet committed our minds. How can God give you something when you are not? He doesn't know. You have to land now. Not to first of all land. Amen. When you land, you say, hey God, this one has landed, then I give you something. But if we are here today, tomorrow we are there, we are not, we are of a doubtful mind. Say, let not that man think. Okay, they say, let us pray. Say, let me just try and follow them and pray. Last week I fasted and prayed, nothing happened. Even this one said, I'm not sure anything will happen. But if I don't follow that, brother, who will catch me? Let me just follow them. I pray. What are you doing? You are of a doubtful mind. Don't think you are going to get anything from God. So he that cometh to God must what? Must believe that he is. And that is what? Is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Amen. If you see God, you'll find him. Paul said, I do not fight as one that beateth around the bush. I fight to win. I'm running to win. Are you running to win? The thing that God has given you to do, are you just say, let me just try. I'm a pass. If I aim for the sky, I will fall upon the rooftop. Me, I'm not falling on any rooftop. I'm going to rebel in the sky. Amen. So the mind has that quality. Alright, so it can facilitate. But the mind can also be fixed. David said, my heart is fixed. Amen. He says, one thing have I desired, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord to inquire of his beauty. Is that a man who was doubly minded? No. It was a man that was fixed. So when God says David is a man after God's heart, what he's speaking about? Well, today they call it focus. Being focused. I'm not focused. My heart is fixed. Amen. I don't need any management to tell me, focus your mind. Be positive minded. No, leave all those words. They are copying us. Amen. God wants men of faith. Men who know God. You know that he is. And that he's a rewarder. He says that your labors. You say, God is not unmindful of your labor of love. You will not forget it. If you give a cup of cold water to a prophet, what do? You get a prophet's reward. That's God. Amen. God will not owe you. So I think with that, because I hear time is gone. I'll rest it there. There are other aspects that we can get into. But what I've tried to show is the functioning of the mind. So when you go through the scripture, you will see there are many tips you can get that will be a tool for you to begin to discipline your mind. Amen. So that our mind will not just be a wild forest. The mind says, we'll be renewed. So be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Amen. I pray that our minds will no longer be uncultivated. Will not just be dormant. Will not be a wasteland. Anybody can go in and come out. Say the Assyrian will go in and go out. Amen. You say he that has no control over his own spirit. It's what? It's like a city broken down with our walls. Amen. That's what we're going to. So, our mind must have control. So, he that is slow to anger is what? Is stronger and better of more value to God than he that has won the crusade of Abba. Amen. Hallelujah. You wave hand and everybody was on the ground. But you're lost low to anger. You know, anger is a strong man. It takes a stronger spirit to bring it under control. Amen. You say, he that ruleth his own spirit is better than the mighty. Amen. So, that is the strength God is building in us. Yes, you can be provoked by anger. Say, anger, sit down. Amen.
Amen.
The body should be controlled by the mind. The emotion, I say, I'm not going to get angry in this matter. Yes, the anger is boiling. Say, my friend, sit down. Let there be peace. You speak to your soul. Soul, let there be peace. And it calms down. It will sit down. Amen. You see, that is where, that is the son, that is the estate of the Son of God. Amen. You know, you are desiring all kinds of things. God said a man's life does not what? Consist in the abundance of the things he has. The problem is not the goods. It is, you see, having food and raiment, their weight. To be what? Content. Amen. Contentment. A man that is not content with 10, you give him 1 million. He wants 1 billion now. Amen. And there are many of them, over Salah, there are many millionaires. They are going to plan another strike again so that they will have more money. It will never stop. The Bible says, having food and raiment for me and you, let us what? Be content. Content is self-control. It is authority over the desires. Amen. So God gives you something, you say, God, thank you for this one that I have. I can only eat once a day. Praise God for that. I can eat once a day. I'm not looking for three. This one, sufficient unto the day, is what? Is the evil thereof. The problem is not how many, it is the little. Just stay there. Say, this is good doctrine. To be content. It is a function of the mind. A soul that is not disciplined. And many of us, we are just free will, you know, lack of self-control. There's a list though. There are 10 of them. Out of the 10, 6 are from Nigeria. The 10 richest pastors in the world, 6 are from here. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
$150 million. Apakam Boko. This one doesn't have anything. If you like, throw me up now, bring me down. My mom will say, "Intelekede," that means there's nothing. Amen. Paul says, "Sibarago Davinon." Many of our brothers cannot say that. Amen. It cannot be a testimony. Do you know why? Because the emotion has not been tamed. Amen. The desire has not been tamed. Solomon had 300 wives and how many? 700. It's 1,000 now. 300 were wives. 700. Brother Fuss. Brother Fuss. I have 4 children. Moses come and say, "Zombie, come here." He said, "I'm not zombie, I'm Moses." I said, "Okay, sorry." That is 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm confused. How much more? What? 1,000. You're a dead man. The man is a dead man. Amen. So the problem has not been addressed. Say, my son, sit down and address the problem. Amen. So may the Lord help us to address the issue. There is a lion here, he must be tamed. The lion must be tamed. And that lion will eat grass like the ox.
Amen.
You understand? The appetite will change. So don't let anybody give people that you can change. You need to sit down and say, "Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my mind. Change it." Amen. And you must work. You must put something in. The mind is like a computer. Well, I'm not reached there yet. The mind is an industry. It's a place of invention. It invents. Amen. When you bring the seed of God, it will turn it around and bring forth glory. You put another one, there are darkness all over the world. ISIS. Amen. So we will stop here. Praise the Lord. Amen. Any question? Any questions? Okay, praise God. No questions. Okay, so we thank God for that word. And we will continue at a later time. Praise God.